Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host, and we are on our thankful tour on this show, a tour of our Radio Alabama family, who I'm so thankful, did some recordings this week on what they were thankful for. Coming up first is our own Mr. David McCurley.
Dave McCurley here from McCurley in the Morning on Kix 100.3 and the Childersburg Tiger Sports Network. What am I thankful for? Well, there's a lot of things for us to be thankful for. First of all, I'm thankful to be living in a country where we are free to do the things that we do each and every day. Also, the last couple of months, I've had some surgery and been in and out of the hospital, and I am so thankful for God's healing power, and it's getting me better a little bit each and every day. I'm also thankful for the many people in my life who have been praying for me to get better, and the fact that I almost had a near brush with death, and I'm thankful for my girlfriend Sherry Hill, and also my son KJ, and my mom, and everybody who has been right there with me through the times I am getting better. But I guess most of all, I'm thankful to be part of the Radio Alabama family here, but also I'm more thankful than anything that Jesus Christ laid down his life for me and that I may have eternal life because of him. I hope you are very thankful as we go through this Thanksgiving holidays. Be safe. And of course, we love you here at Radio Alabama.
Thank you, David. And I want to remind everybody, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." God bless you. Thank you for everything. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you're having a great morning. I hope you are getting up and getting ready to go to church. And I hope you are enjoying listening to the show on our thankful tour from our Radio Alabama family here. Coming up now is Mr. Jeremy Law.
This is Jeremy Law, and I'm thankful for working in a great city like Sylacauga and just all the relationships that we're able to build with not only the people in the community but our local businesses. Also thankful for my 10-month-old daughter, Adeline, who will be 1 year old on January 11th.
Jeremy, thank you. And Jeremy, I really do thank you. You are a backbone to a lot that goes on here at the station. I want to personally thank you for setting up equipment for us before the football games, for the encouraging words you always give me that I don't deserve. Thank you, Jeremy. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:11, "Give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope the thankfulness of this show is really catchy this morning and a little infectious. If you're in your car or you're at home, listening on the podcast down the road, that through this show today, all of us will be able to sit back and look at things a little bit differently and be thankful for a lot of things. Coming up now from our Radio Alabama family, to tell us what they're thankful for is our own Michael Brannan.
This is Michael Brannan. I am thankful for working with an incredible team here at Mix 106.5 in the Radio Alabama family, Lee Perryman, and the ability to do what we do here every day to inform, entertain, and educate here on the radio. But personally, I'm excited for the future of my family and our almost 7-month-old twins and my wife, and so thankful for them and the ability to live this life to the fullest and be thankful this Thanksgiving for all of those blessings in this life.
thank you, Michael Brannon. And I'm going to take just a second here to, I want to personally thank you, Michael. You are the one that helped plant the seed for this show, that openly kicked it off for me. You were the one that started the Comer Sports Network for me and asked me if I wanted to be the voice of the Comer Tigers. You have opened so many doors for me here at Radio Alabama. And I know I say it to you all the time. I tell you and Lee all the time. I really am thankful from the bottom of my heart. God bless you, Michael. Revelation 7:12 says, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. It's a thankful Mix Sunday morning. What a great show it's been this morning on Mix Sunday morning. Again, I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed listening to our Radio Alabama family on what they're thankful for. I saved one for the end. Mr. Tony White is the color analyst for the Comer Sports Network that I get to share the booth with each Friday night. Tony has been a true blessing in my life. I look forward to every Friday night to sit up there and call the Comer Tigers with him and with my son Anderson. I'm thankful that I have this opportunity with this great man as he tells us what he is thankful for.
My name is Tony White. I'm the color analyst for the Comer Sports Network. I'm a retired firefighter of 46 years. And probably what I'm thankful the most, I'm thankful for Greg, my college friendship. But what I'm probably, well, I know I'm blessed and thankful for the three probably most important women in my life, my wife, my two granddaughters, all had breast cancer. And did God seen fit to take care of all three of them. And all of them is in remission and doing well right now. And I know it was all him, and that is what I'm mostly thankful for because they are my life.
Thank you, Tony, for sharing that. And I'm thankful that the Lord answered so many prayers. And I personally know one of those sweet granddaughters of yours, Miss Landon Strickland, man, God has given her a testimony through that the treatment, through that healing process. Now she has a powerful testimony. As we close the thankful Mix Sunday morning show this week, I hope you're thankful for a lot of things. I know we can turn the TV on. We can turn the news on and see a lot of things that aren't so good. When we get out in public, we hear things that are not so good. First of all, let's all be thankful that God did send His Son, and Jesus loves us so much that He's going to come back and get us. Two, be thankful for your family. Whether it's the in-laws or the outlaws, God put them there for a reason. Be thankful for them. Three, parents, be thankful for your kids. And I'm going to put four in there with three. Kids, be thankful for your parents. Keep in touch with each other. Kids, keep in touch with your brothers and sisters. I have to drill down in my personal life. a little bit further to what I'm thankful for. Because through some of the, as I mentioned earlier, tough seasons in life, some of mine were back to back that I had to find peace, and I'm thankful the Lord bestowed peace upon me to where I can go outside now and listen to the birds sing away. I feel the breeze in the air. And it's at that point where I'm able to reset a little bit. And I thank the Lord that He never turned His back on me. That He still honors me for some strange reason. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope this week you find, just pick one thing that you are thankful for. Maybe start something new that you're thankful for. God bless you. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week for Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. That does it for this week's Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.